This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Battle for Malaysia on BFM 89.9.
Sharad and Uma with you. This is the evening edition after dark election coverage all the way to midnight. It is now 10 p.m. Both leaders from the federal government and the federal opposition will be taking their respective stages very shortly, if they haven't already. They're going to be giving speeches. Dato' Sri Najib Razak will be talking, promising a big announcement in his final rallying cry to voters as well as his party. Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad will be doing the same thing over Facebook Live. So if you're not in a car listening to us, but you may want to tune into those speeches.
Well, also the question is, what's happened to Gagasan Siddhartha? Why have they not opted?
Sorry, who's that again? No, I'm joking.
You know, they, of course, a coalition of political parties around Parti Islam Se Malaysia. They have big plans for themselves. They want to be kingmakers in this particular election, having broken away from Pakatan Rakyat and distance themselves from Pakatan Harapan, which includes a splinter party, Amanah, which came out of PAS, as it were. Then we don't see that strategy for them. They're not giving a last ditch attempt, at least through social media. The question is whether they have a ground game that they think is much more important, and I think the analysts will be arguing about that as well. Now, social media more important, or is it the ground game? Get the votes out.
But you say that, but this is what is the most interesting thing about this election and the world we're living in right now. For the longest time, I guess the biggest complaint that the opposition had was lack of media reach, right? There is no way in the past, even in GE13, that someone could do what Tun Dr. Mahathir is doing right now, giving a speech via Facebook Live, live video streaming that's accessible across the country, because, you know, broadband penetration is good. Even in rural areas, people have smartphones and Facebook. They can watch this stream. And so suddenly this new avenue has opened up, because the media, as we know, even if they're not controlled by the government, often give very, very little airtime to those in opposition.
Yeah, and it goes back to what Kutsia was saying earlier. You know, a law that encourages broadcasters of equal time to all stakeholders. Now, and also kind of, you know, doubling back to earlier discussion of those survey results, Ilham Center prediction, not only for the national picture, but also zeroing in on Johor and saying the state of Johor might fall to the...
Is
in play, and will very likely fall to the federal opposition, to Pakatan Harapan.
Now, this is a big thing, because the state of Johor is the home of UMNO. It's never been in play, not in this way, right?
Absolutely. They've bucked the trend very often, haven't they, in the past. And so, you know, the question of what is going on there, we have news reports of strongholds like Mua, you know, where there might be a revolt in the ranks of UMNO. It's been denied by the outgoing deputy prime minister, the outgoing minister of home affairs, Zaid Hamidi. He says that in fact the incumbent should win, and in a rather colourful turn of phrase, he said, well, if he doesn't win, he can jump into a well.
It's an unfortunate turn of phrase. The poor incumbent, right? That's a lot of pressure.
Absolutely. It is a lot of pressure. I'm guessing he said that because he's confident that Mua will be retained by UMNO and Barisan Nasional.
Am I right in thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mua is also the opposition candidate is Syed Saddiq, right? Which is
Syed
one of the youngest candidates.
Absolutely. Syed Saddiq, who is the candidate for who formerly is a member of Bersatu, but of course he's going to be flying under the PKR flag. So on the ballot, he's going to be a PKR candidate.
He is
the youth chief, and because he's been extraordinarily important in a party who's with the age spread of
huge.
It's right. So it goes from Dr. Mahathir in his 90s to Syed Saddiq, who's in his 20s, but also perhaps a signal of the future of the party. The party will need young leaders to carry on the party, make it a sustained thing rather than a flash in the pan.
Right. Now, earlier during the campaign period, we actually spoke to Ben Sofian, who is, of course, the program director over at Merdeka Center, about Johor and why it's an interesting state to watch this GE14.
Well, I mean, Johor is an interesting state because for the longest time, Johor, together with Sabah and Sarawak, is seen as a Barisan National Safe Deposit, and largely because it is the birthplace of UMNO and the place where political support for UMNO has been very, very high. But I think in recent times, this support might have been eroded because of economic factors as well as political issues that has affected the country. And in Johor, we notice that there is a significant decline in overall support for the ruling party there. But the support levels overall is still significantly large. And it is quite uphill for the opposition to make an attempt in taking the state. But then again, you know, there is a decline, and I think it emboldens the opposition to move forward.
We asked Ben what he thinks is likely to tip the scales in Pakatan's favour.
Well, I think the challenge for Pakatan is to overcome the voter support for other parties like PAS. I mean, PAS is a relatively recent entrant into Johor politics. And even in the past two or three elections, the Islamic Party rarely achieved more than 15% of the popular vote. And given that, for Pakatan to make a serious inroads in Johor, it really needs to win over PAS supporters, so people who are already not supporting Barisan Nasional. And then second, it has to win over the marginal Malay vote in Johor. I think these are not an easy task to achieve, but perhaps if they apply themselves, if they put more people to work on the ground in the next few days, maybe, who knows, they can make a difference.
That was Merdeka Center's Ben Sofian speaking to us earlier in the week with his take on why all eyes are on Johor this GE14. A quick reminder, if you've forgotten, both Dr. Mahathir and Dr. Sri Najib Razak are actually speaking right now and giving their final campaign speeches of this campaign. So you can catch them on Facebook Live and across terrestrial channels and cable channels respectively. In the meantime, here's some music. We Shall Overcome, Mahalia Jackson on BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Sharad and Uma with you. This is the evening edition After Dark. Election coverage all the way to midnight. It is now 10 p.m. Both leaders from the federal government and federal opposition will be taking their respective stages very shortly, if they haven't already. They're going to be giving speeches. Dr. Sri Najib Razak will be talking, promising a big announcement in his final rallying cry to voters as well as his party. Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad will be doing the same thing over Facebook Live. So if you're not in a car listening to us, but you may want to tune into those speeches.
Well, also the question is, what's happened to Gagas and Siddhartha? Why have they not opted?
Sorry, who's that again? No, I'm joking.
You know, they, of course, are a coalition of political parties around Parti Islam Se Malaysia. They PAS. They of course, have big plans for themselves. They want to be kingmakers in this particular election, having broken away from Pakatan Rakyat and distance themselves from Pakatan Harapan, which includes a splinter party, Amanah, which came out of PAS, as it were. Then we don't see that strategy for them. They're not giving a last-ditch attempt, at least through social media. The question is whether they have a ground game that they think is much more important. And I think the analysts will be arguing about that as well. Now, is social media more important, or is it the ground game? Get the votes out.
But you say that, but this is what is the most interesting thing about this election and the world we're living in right now. For the longest time, I guess the biggest complaint that the opposition had was lack of media reach, right? There is no way in the past, even in GE13, that someone could do what Tun Dr. Mahathir is doing right now, giving a speech via Facebook Live, live video streaming that's accessible across the country because, you know, broadband penetration is good. Even in rural areas, people have smartphones and Facebook. They can watch this stream. And so suddenly this new avenue has opened up because the media, as we know, even if they're not controlled by the government, often give very, very little airtime to those in opposition.
Yeah, and it goes back to what Kutsia was saying earlier. You know, a law that encourages broadcasters at equal time to all stakeholders. Now, and also kind of, you know, doubling back to earlier discussion of those survey results, Ilham Center prediction, not only for the national picture, but also zeroing in on Johor and saying the state of Johor might fall to the...
Is
in play, and will very likely fall to the federal opposition to Pakatan Harapan.
Now, this is a big thing because the state of Johor is the home of UMNO. It's never been in play, not in this way, right?
Absolutely. They've bucked the trend very often, haven't they, in the past. And so, you know, the question of what is going on there, we have news reports of strongholds like Mua, you know, where there might be a revolt in the ranks of UMNO. It's been denied by the outgoing deputy prime minister, the outgoing minister of home affairs, Zaid Hamidi. He says that, in fact, the incumbent should win. And in a rather colourful turn of phrase, he said, well, if he doesn't win, he can jump into a well.
It's an unfortunate turn of phrase. The poor incumbent, right? That's a lot of pressure.
Absolutely. It is a lot of pressure. I'm guessing he said that because he's confident that Mua will be retained by UMNO and Barisan Nasional.
Am I right in thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mua is also the opposition candidate is Syed Saddiq, right? Which is Syed one of Saddiq the youngest candidates.
Absolutely. Syed Saddiq, who is the candidate for who formerly is a member of Bersatu, but of course he's going to be flying under the PKR flag. So on the ballot, he's going to be a PKR candidate.
He is
the youth chief, and because he's been extraordinarily important in a party who's with the age spread of it's right. So it goes from Dr. Mahathir in his 90s to Syed Saddiq, who's in his 20s, but also perhaps a signal of the future of the party. The party will need young leaders to carry on, the party, make it a sustained thing rather than a flash in the pan.
Right. Now, earlier during the campaign period, we actually spoke to Ben Sofian, who is, of course, the program director over at Merdeka Center, about Johor and why it's an interesting state to watch this GE14?
Well, I mean, Johor is an interesting state because for the longest time, Johor, together with Sabah and Sarawak, is seen as a Barisan National safe deposit, and largely because it is the birthplace of UMNO and the place where political support for UMNO has been very, very high. But I think in recent times, this support might have been eroded because of economic factors as well as political issues that has affected the country. And in Johor, we notice that there is a significant decline in overall support for the ruling party there, but the support levels overall is still significantly large. And it is quite uphill for the opposition to make an attempt in taking the state. But then again, you know, there is a decline, and I think it emboldens the opposition to move forward.
We asked Ben what he thinks is likely to tip the scales in Pakatan's favour.
Well, I think the challenge for Pakatan is to overcome the voter support for other parties like PAS. I mean, PAS is a relatively recent entrant to Johor politics. And even in the past two or three elections, the Islamic Party rarely achieved more than 15% of the popular vote. And given that, for Pakatan to make a serious inroads in Johor, it really needs to win over PAS supporters, so people who are already not supporting Barisan Nasional. And then second, it has to win over the marginal Malay vote in Johor. I think these are not an easy task to achieve, but perhaps if they apply themselves, if they put more people to work on the ground in the next few days, maybe, who knows, they can make a difference.
That was Merdeka Center's Ben Sofian speaking to us earlier in the week with his take on why all eyes are on Johor this GE14. A quick reminder, if you've forgotten, both Dr. Mahathir and Dr. Sri Najib Razak are actually speaking right now and giving their final campaign speeches of this campaign. So you can catch them on Facebook Live and across terrestrial channels and cable channels respectively. In the meantime, here's some music, We Shall Overcome, Mahalia Jackson on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.